Good morning, everyone. So this is Tuesday, December 31st, 2013, last day of the year. And since this is the middle, almost the middle of the CYC. So hopefully we have been revived in our spirituality through a series of classes, discussion, and prayer. So this morning, we use this opportunity once again to pray. In this prayer, to open up this new day. God grant us another beautiful day for this CYC. So do we see the prompt nine in God's hand? He says, well, based on the book of Amos. So let's turn to Amos chapter 7, verse 1. Let's see the heart of Amos. In chapter 7, we see how God revealed a couple of things to Amos. And when he saw it, his heart was greatly sorrowful for the Israel. Chapter 7, verse 1, "Thus the Lord God showed me, behold, he formed locust swarms at the beginning of the late crop. Indeed, it was the late crop after the king's mourning, too. And so it was, when they had finished eating the grass of the land, that I said, O Lord God, forgive, I pray. Or that Jacob may stand, for he is small. So the Lord relented concerning this, it should not be, said the Lord." So this is a vision that Amos to foresee what is going to happen to the people. Once the locusts come and eat everything up, then it means the famine is coming. The people will suffer. So he considered, this is a big trouble, because his heart is concerning others. He didn't just think of himself. He see why this is a big tragedy to the people of Israel. So he paid a pray to God, saying, O Lord God, forgive, I pray. Because the Jacob, the family is still small. He is small. And the Lord relented concerning this. Because Amos, he prayed for this house of Israel. And so God said, it should not be, said the Lord. So God relented because there is a sincere prayer for them. From chapter 7, we can see, because from chapter 1 to chapter 6, we all see how God announced the judgment to come, right? And one by one, the fire, all different kinds of the bad thing is going to happen. But we can see the heart of the Amos and the heart of the leaders are very different. Our God is a God full of mercy and grace, right? So even though in this time, it's a very difficult time, very wicked generation, God wanted to destroy. But because someone, especially the prophet, prayed for them and God relented, You can see how powerful the prayer is, right? The prayer. And also, what a heart of this Almighty God. Even though he already decided to destroy, the locust is coming to eat everything. But when Amos prayed, and then God relented, God changed his mind. Can you see what kind of God we are worshiping? So we have to see God's heart. Let's turn to Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2. In the much late, this is for Judah, about to be destroyed by Babylon. The same, the prophet, he called and he just prayed for the people, and he prayed. Chapter 3, verse 1, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, on Sikinoth. Verse 2, O Lord, I have heard your speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy. God is in the wrath, but he will remember mercy if someone pray for them. So this is how prophet, they understand and they pray for God to remember. This is your children, right? So this is Amos, he understands God's heart. If he pray, and then God changed the second time, the second vision. Chapter 7, verse 4. Thus the Lord God showed me, behold, the Lord God called for conflict by fire, and it consumed the great deep and devoured the territory. Then I said, O Lord God, cease, I pray, or that Jacob may stand, for he is small. 6. So the Lord relented concerning this. This also should not be, said the Lord God. In this vision, God delivered the message. Consuming fire and destruction is coming. And this fire is not just ordinary fire. It's very special. If this fire come, and then everything finish, right? Again, the heart of Amos, pray, oh Lord, cease, I pray. Because Jacob, he is small. What kind of heart again to revere the prophet has? God relented because Amos, he grasped every prayer for intercession. The second time, because actually Amos, he already said so many prophecy about destruction. He know in details about their wickedness, their evil work. He analyzed one by one, point out their wrongdoings. His heart is so grieved about what they have done. But again, when he saw the vision, he know God's anger. He prayed. Oh God, pray, please cease. Consider they are small. They cannot stand. They have no chance. If you send the fire, then they finish. In this case, based on this, we can see how different of Amos' heart comparing the heart of the leaders. We saw it in chapter 6. Right? Chapter 6. Let's see chapter 6, verse 8. Chapter 6, verse 6, from verse 4 to verse 6. We read verse 6 only. Who drink wine from bowls and anointed yourselves with the best or ointments, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. They don't grieve for the affliction of Joseph. They just enjoy their life, right? These people suppose the leader as a someone to show example and a model for people. Because in verse 1, prophet already said, all to you who are at ease in Zion and trust among Samaria, notable persons in the chief nation, to whom the house of Israel comes. People, they come to them to learn the word of God and to get instructions how to live. But they just enjoy their life. They sing idly to the sound of the strings instrument. Invent for yourself musical instrument like David. They just live in the comfortable zone, and then they just consider, wow, it's wonderful. They actually are senseless about the destruction and the danger. They just totally just like a frog in the pot, right? Getting warmer, but that's the sensitivity. But you compare their actions, their lifestyle to the Amos. Amos say, "Oh God, forgive, I pray." One side is kneel down and pray, and the other side is just lie down easily and then relax. Just drink wine, you know, sing songs. It's just, wow, so, you know, this is wonderful, right? So we can see how Amos, his heart is full of God's love and compassionate. Because his heart is very sensitive. He knows something is going to happen. If something happened, then this has not any chance at all. So his heart. This is why Amos, he can walk with God together. He has the same heart. He agreed to God. His heart very close to God. He saw the vision. He heard the message, and he delivered faithfully to his people. Full of compassion, and you can see how these people, in chapter 6, verse 3, chapter 6, verse 3 say, "All to you who put far off the day of doom, who cause the seat of violence to come near, in their heart, fill the heart with violence." Right? In verse 4 to 6, only kill their own enjoyment and desires. In verse 1, verse 13, chapter 6, verse 13, you can see their heart, the heart of the leaders. "But behold, I will raise up a nation, you who rejoice over to Lodibar, who said, 'Have we not taken Carnames for ourselves by our own strength?'" By our own strength. Lodibar and Carnames. Actually, this is two cities. I think it's in the Second Kings 13, when the father of Jeroboam II conquered and overtake it back from Syria. So the historical recording is in Second Kings, I think 13 or 14 chapter. This is specially mentioned that they have a strength. They can see that they have their own strength. They can conquer Syria and then take the two cities back into their territory. So They just thought, wow, we are strong. We are in prosperous. We have ability. We are capable to do things. We don't need God. That's how their heart full of pride. They just rely on themselves. They don't see they are in need. They do pray to receive anything from God. Because in their society, they just feel so comfortable. They feel so good by themselves. And in verse 8, you can see the Lord God has sworn by himself, the Lord God of hosts says, I abhorred the pride of Jacob and hate his palaces. Therefore, I will deliver up the city and all that is in it. God actually discussed about the pride. So what is pride? Pride is we don't need God. I can do things by myself. Right? I have strength. I'm a capable person. This is what this leader, they react to themselves. They don't consider God is necessary as a helper. So their hearts different. That's why they have no sensitivity to sins and to this the destruction to come. So today, do we have this kind of sensitivity? In the first day of this of the civil convocation, we do have this post, right? Do you have time to review all these groups of post? Yeah? You go ahead to read it. You will see. Actually, we come up with good ways to cultivate our sensitivity to sins. We say no, then we have to be compassionate about this danger. So we have to make a prayer intercession for others. Just like Amos, he's very different. So today, in the prayer, we have to remember this intercession, love, out of love and compassionate, we will intercede for the church, for others. We consider others, not only ourselves. So sometimes we pray for others first. In the church, we have so many brothers and sisters are praying, still praying for Holy Spirit. Pray for them. Right? They are struggling because it's very hard, difficult for them to pray 30 minutes with the Holy Spirit. Right? Can we imagine if we have no Holy Spirit to help, and you kneel down there for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 1 hour? What is the torture, right? But if we have Holy Spirit, we enjoy, we know, this is a wonderful time. So pray. Remember someone, they are in need. Not only receive blessing and for ourselves, and then in this comfort zone to enjoy this CYC. Okay? So let's learn from Amos, this wonderful spirit of intercession. Also, after these two visions, God showed Amos the third one. Let's turn to chapter 7. Chapter 7, verse 7. Thus he showed me, behold, the Lord stood on a wall made with a pronged knife, with a pronged knife in his hand. 8. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a prompt knife. Then the Lord said, behold, I am setting a prompt knife in the midst of my people Israel. I will not pass by them anymore. This is a vision. God then stood on the wall, made with this prompt knife. This is straight. This is the perfect wall. God stood on it, and then this vision, a line in his hand. He asked Amos, what do you see? A prompt line. God said, behold, I'm setting this line in the midst of my people, Israel. I will not pass them anymore. Meaning God measured his people with his standard. Now, I will not pass them anymore. Meaning, God has made his heart. Destruction is come. So, there's no way for the prophet to intercede for them. Right? So that's why you can see In verse 9, God said, the high places of Israel should be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. I will rise with the sword against the house of Jeroboam. So the message is very clear. God said, I will not do anything. So Amos, he understand, right? He can sense God's anger. So he didn't intercede for them. Israel is not past the measure. By God's standard, and this time, God wanted to execute his standard to in the midst of the people. So the result is desolate, lay waste, restless against the house. So this is also a big warning to us. Do we see the light in God's hand? Do we consider God's standard as our standard? Or we just feel comfortable, feel good in our own heart by our own standard and to fit in the view of the society? So in this prayer, let's ponder. You see, do we see the prime line in God's hand? The line will measure us. We have to pass this measuring. Otherwise, we will be just like the people of Israel. But if we pass it, then we have joy. We have eternal life. Because this is what God said. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 11. God will measure every one of us. We have to re-examine ourselves in and out every time. Grasp every opportunity and to make sure we can stand firm before God according to his standard. Revelation 11, verse 1. Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there. God will measure everything in his house. The temple, the house, the altar, how we worship, the form and the way. Whether we worship according to God's way or by our own way. And then the most important thing is the one, those who worship there. So God will measure individual, every one of us. There is a line in his hand to measure whether we are straight or not. So do we know God is measuring every deed of us? We can deceive others, but we cannot pass by God. God knows everything. We have to be very honest and very sincere in front of God. And are we straight in the measurement by God's standard? So that's why we do need the power of the Holy Spirit. We do need to equip ourselves, cultivate our spirituality every day, every morning in the prayer. So let's use this 30 minutes in our prayer to intercede for others. Okay. Let our heart full love and compassionate really care others. And then let's also re-examine ourselves, ask God to grant us the strength and to overcome all the temptations and challenges that we may face in the future. Let's come forward and pray together.